Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us both again on the radio side of our program as well as online through blogtalkradio.com. Actor Edwin Ortega is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his love of the arts, but what it's been like for him to pursue his dreams and to be able to see success from that. If you're curious as to what's coming up next for Edwin, we'll be talking about that, as well as what advice he has for other people that are looking to get inside the entertainment industry. Edwin, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Cyrus, how you doing? I'm glad to be here.
Hey, we're glad to have you on with us. Congratulations to you on the success you've been able to have. You know, already you've been a part of television programs as well as film. What has it been like for you, Edwin, to be able to have an idea about being a part of this industry and now to be able to see that come true?
Wow. Well, it's, it definitely has been really an incredible, you know, journey thus far. I mean, I've done things that I really never thought I would be able to do, you know, so it's been really exciting. Basically, you know, I was born originally in Cuba, mm-hmm. So some of the things that I'm doing now was never even a thought, you know, it's something that I kind of just always wished for, but really, you know, being in Cuba, being limited was always sort of an obstacle, and somehow I made it here to New York, and ever since then, I kind of just embarked on this incredible journey. I started out in music, actually. It was my first real gigs and jobs that I was into. I started out in music. And then from there, everything just kind of, you know, clicked together. I got a chance to work with some great people. I've gotten a chance to work with John Travolta, Kevin Bacon, and many others, you know, icons that really I've always looked up to. And right now, all the movies and TV shows that I'm currently working on are just sort of a dream come true, really, really something, you know, inspirational for something that, you know, like I said, back in Cuba, was kind of like not even something I could even think of.
Right. You know, you bring up a really good point, Edwin, and I hope our listeners really take that in, and that is that where you came from, that people wouldn't have thought what you're doing would have been possible, but you have been able to, because of your wanting it, being able to go forward and to be able to do the work and now see it pay off. Do you see that as an example for other people as to what they can do if they don't allow obstacles and challenges to stop them?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think that's something that's always been very, very big and important in my life. You know, I definitely want to be somebody that people can look to, has to say, hey, you know, he did it. You know, maybe we can do something as well. You know, I've always, because that's the kind of people that I look up to. You know, I love to see people out there who always try to deliver a message of saying, hey, you know, anything is possible. You really can do it. You can be successful. You can get what you want. All you have to do is, you know, work hard and just know what you want and go for it. You know,
right.
And like I said, it's, you know, I hope to be sort of the type of person that people look at me and kind of say, hey, wow, you know, this kid who kind of came out of nowhere in Cuba with, like, very limited resources, came here, didn't know anybody, didn't really have any kind of connections or ins in the industry, and kind of, you know, made something out of himself. You know, little by little, he got there, and, hey, if he did it, you know, we can do it too, and we should always strive to go for what we want and, you know, the things that we're passionate about.
Exactly. I think that is a really good example, Edwin. So, you know, for you, you know, you made this move. You were able to really take this leap of faith, and now, of course, it is paying off. As you mentioned, to some of the people you've been able to work with, Kevin Bacon, John Travolta. You know, when you look at those individuals and you look at, of course, the projects that are coming up and, you know, the television shows you've been able to be a part of, you know, what has it been like for you to be around other people, you know, who kind of share your own drive and determination? Because I think association is so important. You know, what has it been like for you to see these people who are really at the top of their game in a lot of ways? How does that motivate you?
Yeah, absolutely. Association is, you know, super important. And, you know, working with these people, and recently I got a chance to work with some other people like Chris Mulkey, David Jokic, a lot of really great actors out there and artists. And really, you know, just watching them is sort of, like you said, being at the top of their game, and me being there with them. It's kind of like you kind of get that whole vibe that they put out there, and sort of makes you, you know, really step up your game and really kind of want to be even better to really be able to sort of be in that same level and, you know, be around that same vibe.
Right.
Really watching them work was really just, I mean, best way to describe it is kind of like, you know, kind of taking me to school, you know, really just sitting there and watching some of these guys interact and just do their thing. It's kind of like, you know, you're there, so obviously you want to be a part of it because you have a job to do as well. But watching them was just kind of like, you know, wow, this is happening. This is really how it's done, and it's such a great, you know, learning experience and such a great privilege to be there and witness all that, because, you know, you see people on TV and you hear them on the radio and you see them videos, and, you know, it's great and it's on TV, but when you're there live, it's like, it's really a surreal moment. And so, you know, I think that at some point, you know, you have sort of that moment where you're like, wow, you know, my dreams are coming true. This is really happening. This is great. And then also at the same time, there's a little voice inside your head that starts saying, wow, okay, I really need to, you know, get myself even better here. I need to be able to be in the same level as these guys, because, you know, you're in a scene together, you're working with them. You know, you want to do good for them too. You know, you want to be able to, you know, when it comes to a movie or a TV show or a scene, you know, one person can't make up the scene. So no matter what, you want to be able to give back and contribute to those people what they're giving you. And when you're working with a great actor, you know, they're giving you a lot. So your job is really to give something to them as well, you know, help the scene be better. So I think, you know, absolutely, working with people like that, I mean, it motivates you. It absolutely motivates you. I mean, it makes you just be better.
Okay, what a great thing. And I think, you know what, that says a lot. I had one actor say to me on this program, Edmund, it's almost like a dance, you know, that, you know, even though you may be looked at as a star, you know, everyone in that show, you know, really makes it a success. So it really is about you all working together. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side of our program or as well as online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking to Edmund Ortega. He's making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his journey in the arts, but also what it's been like for him, you know, to be a part of television and film, as well as being able to pursue his passion along the way. Now, it's interesting hearing you talk about, you know, working with others, you know, in your field, Edmund, you know, that you are fans of theirs. Have you gotten used to the idea now that you have fans? Because you do. I mean, I've noticed even with your online presence and those that are staying in contact with you, you have people that are following you or are supporting you. Have you gotten used to that part of the experience? Hello, Evan, can you hear us? Okay, we seem to have lost our connection with Evan. We're going to work to get that fixed on the radio side. In the meantime, here on the online side, we're going to take a quick commercial break. You all stay with us. You're listening to Conversations Live. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
Have you ever lost a loved one? Had to cope with handling their affairs? Found yourself on a fact-finding mission not knowing where to begin? Help your family by securing your important information in a safe, convenient, internet-based lockbox. Provide safe storage for bereavement details, policies, and documents, and give clear direction if unable to speak for yourself. Visit www.virtuallastwishes.com or call 1-877-389-0099.
Is your hope fading fast? Do you feel like it is gone? Failing hope can be awakened, and you have the key. In Linda C. Newberry's book, Say What You Say Is Your Future, she outlines not only the whys of biblical confession, but she gives you a modern-day affirmation that changed her life, and with use will change yours too. Available in paperback and Kindle on Amazon.com and on her website at www.lindacnewberry.com.
And we're back with Conversations Live, and I think we have our connection with Edmund fixed again. Edmund, hello, can you hear us?
Yes, Cyrus, there we go.
Okay, all right. Well, no, I'm not sure if you heard the last question there, Edmund, so I'll repeat it. You know, I was just saying, you know, you mentioned some of these individuals you've had the opportunities to work with. Of course, you've been fans of their work. Have you gotten used to the idea of now having your own fans?
No, you know what? I have not. I am not used to that. I mean, it's great. And I have had people come up to me, especially during live events, because I do a lot of live events, MC a lot of events. And they'll come up to me and say, hey, I just saw you in this, or, you know, you were really good in this. And, of course, you know, you're always very, very thankful and appreciative. But it's kind of like a little surreal feeling, you know. It's a great feeling. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's absolutely a great feeling. I think I tend to be a little shy and kind of just turn really red. But it's always a good thing. You know, I tend to be a little shy. No, but it's really a great thing. And, you know, my fans, everybody that's supported me, it's, you know, they've been so great. And I'm really so thankful. You know, they really, any kind of event that I'm having, they really show me some support. Any kind of new things that are coming, they're there for me. They support me. So really, I mean, I couldn't ask for better fans.
Let's see, it's a great thing to have that support system. And which brings me to this question, Edmund, because I think really, you know, what you have shown is that, you know, as I said earlier, with hard work, you know, great things happen. And it may take time, you know, it may, you know, take, you know, some bumps along the way. You know, for some people, you know, they may start on this journey. And just going back to what you said about being in Cuba, that, you know, they may look at that and say, you know what, there's no way I can ever make this work. What do you think has kept you motivated? Because, you know, there are going to be days that you're not going to feel your absolute best. That everything is not going to go your way all the time. What do you think has kept you motivated and kept you on this road?
You know what, that's a very good question, and I think that's very key to everything I do. One thing that I try to bring to everything I do is that motivation and also just fighting back. One of the things that I think that draws me a lot into characters and movies and any kind of project is any project that involves a character that's fighting back, because that's, in a way, how I see myself. You know, I see myself as the underdog that's always fighting back. And I think one of the things that kind of has motivated me to really, you know, keep going, never give up, you know, I think several things. One of those things is, one, I like a challenge. Two, just the fact that, you know, being younger, you know, when I was young, I mean, a lot of people told me that, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that, you know, you're not able to do this, you're not, you know, you don't have the right look, you're not, you know, tall enough, you're not from the right place, you know, you don't speak correctly. Really just being able to prove them wrong, I think, is actually a little bit of a, you know, motivation as well for me. And I think for most people, you know, it's like a challenge, you know. That's how I see it. And I like to try to, you know, step up to the challenge and prove people wrong. So that's a big reason, I think. Also, I just think that, you know what, I think, you know, you got to have a passion. And I think as long as there's a passion that really touches you and really, you know, you feel it inside, no matter what, you know, you're always going to keep going. You're always going to keep trying. And I think that's a very big part of it. I think anytime you set a goal that's important enough to you, you know, you will get there regardless. I mean, I can tell you, you know, from experience and from people I know, you know, friends, coworkers, that no matter the goal, I truly do believe that if you want something bad enough, you will get it. It's just a question of how and how long.
Exactly. Totally agree with that. I think that's a really good point. Again, everyone, you're listening to Conversations Live. Actor Edmund Ortega is our guest. We're talking to him not only about the journey that led him to where he is today, but also, of course, what keeps him motivated along the way as well. Now, Edmund, we're going to be letting our listeners know here in a moment how they can stay in contact with you. What are some of the things that they should be looking forward to from you?
Sure. Well, we have a lot of big projects coming up right now. We have a couple different things going on. Actually, funny enough, I'm actually doing a boy band tribute show, production show, coming up on Memorial Day, on Monday, Memorial Day. That's actually called Larger Than Life, and we're going to be performing at a theme park in Long Island called Adventureland. So that's happening Memorial Day, and that's actually, it's funny enough because I actually started out in music, and it's kind of like I'm doing this other project now, live entertainment, which kind of brings it around full circle, which has been really, really great. So we're doing that. Also, of course, June 6th is the premiere of Orange is the New Black Season 2, which I am in. So I'm very, very excited about that. Really, really great, you know, great group of people there, actors, cast, crew, director was really great. I mean, one of the best TV shows I've been on so far. It's really an amazing experience. Also, we have a movie which I'm very, very excited about. It's coming out. It's a comedy. It's called The Jersey Devil. And it's really just full of an amazing cast. And, you know, people involved in it were really, really just amazing. I think you actually know the director, Joe Pepitone, I believe. I believe you guys have chatted in the past.
Right.
So I love Joe. He's just an amazing guy. Great actors in that. You know, Chris Mulkey, David Chokichi, Jack Mulkey, Keith Collins, one of my good friends. Really a bunch of great people in that. And it's a comedy. We shot in Jersey City. And, you know, we had the full support of everybody in Jersey City, the mayor. So it was really a fun experience there. And also we're working on a movie right now called 29 Alexander, which is a horror movie. So, you know, you might see me kind of battling some zombies. Yes, there will be some zombies involved.
So we're
currently in production for that. So we're really excited about that as well.
Wow.
And, of course, you know, all the live events that I do on a weekly basis, I do live events for the Walt Disney Company as well as the company called Don't Stop the Music. They do really great events of all types. So, yeah, you know, keeping pretty busy.
Well, that is awesome. So, as you mentioned, the new film, The Jersey Devil, Orange is the New Black, the new season of that. I'll be looking forward to that. I mean, wow. I mean, so excited for you, Edvin, and what you're doing. And, again, you know, none of this ever would have happened if you had believed that you could not be more than where you are. And I think that is the big takeaway for our listeners here. No matter where you're from, no matter what people say about you, you have to believe in yourself, believe that you can do it, and then do it. And, you know, and don't accept no for an answer. I think that is really the key for you. So, Edvin, how can our listeners stay in contact with you and all the great things that are coming your way?
So I think the best way to stay in touch with me is through social media. I'm a big social media user, so I have a couple of accounts. I am at Instagram and Twitter at I am Edvin Ortega. Also on Facebook at Edvin Ortega, nice and simple. And you can also keep in touch of my other project, which is the boy band live project that we're doing, the music project, and that is Larger Than Life, so that is at We Are Larger Than Life on Instagram and Facebook as well.
All right. So a lot of ways to stay in contact with Edvin. Make sure you guys are doing just that, and make sure you continue rooting for him as you're seeing him in these new projects. Edvin, again, congratulations to you, man. I really appreciate it. Last question I have for you is one that I try to ask all of our guests, because all of you, because of where you're coming from, have a different perspective on the answer. You know, if someone were to come to you, whether it's a fan, someone who's trying to break into the industry, or just someone who's looking for some support with a dream, what advice would you give them about the importance of not just pursuing their dream, but not giving up when things get difficult?
Well, so some advice I would give to anyone really would be ever say no to something. You know, always take something as an opportunity. There's always a chance to learn something. I've been to so many events and so many workshops where, you know, no matter what, I've always walked away with something very important. And, you know, some of these things change your life, you know, really, they do. I would say, you know, always say yes, you know, always be a doer, go out there, you know, do it, get it done. Surround yourself with positive people. That's very important. You know, you can't, you know, if you hang around with negative people too much, you're going to start becoming negative. And that's something that, you know, you really just can't have. You need a strong support system. You know, like you said yourself, you really need to be around good, positive role models that inspire you. And also, you really have to know the outcome. You have to know the outcome of what you want, and it has to be, you know, motivating enough and passionate enough for you to not stop no matter what obstacles get in your way. You know, you have to really know the outcome before you even come in the game. You know, in other words, you know, I think somebody once told me, you know, sort of a saying that I really liked. You know, it's kind of like when you play a game. You know, there's people who play a game, just to play a game, let's say a basketball game. They just go out there, they play the game without really even knowing, you know, the outcome. They don't know if they want to win. They don't know what they're trying to do, if they're trying to get just a workout. You know, you really have to go into the situation knowing what you want from it. You know, if your goal is to be, you know, the next president, let's say, you want to be a mayor or something like that, you know, you have to go into all the situations with that goal into your mind, because that's the only way you're going to overcome obstacles that get thrown at you, because they'll come. The obstacles never, believe me, the obstacles never stop. It's a roller coaster. You know, they always come.
Right.
There's always going to be challenges. But no matter what, you know, you got to stay strong. You got to be a positive person, be a good person, because nothing else inspires you has to do well for other people as well. You know, you need to do a person that's doing good things for other people as well. You know, I think that's also something that feeds the soul. You know, it just really feeds the soul. But I would say, yeah, you have to know the outcome. You know, you have to know what you want before you even get involved, and learn as much as you can, you know, from everyone. Surround yourself with positive people, and always be thankful, and just, you know, keep it going. Find a way to just be strong, keep it going, and, you know, make it happen.
There we go. And you're hearing it from someone who's doing just that. Be strong, you know, and make it happen. I mean, that is really the thing. And don't let anything stop you. I think if you can do those things, you'll definitely be able to find the success you're looking for. Again, everyone, Edvin Ortega has been our guest. And make sure you guys are staying in contact with him online. You can find him on Twitter, @IAmEdvinOrtega. And then, of course, being able to find him on social media as well, just look up Edvin Ortega, and you'll be able to find him on Facebook as well. Edvin, man, really excited for you. So glad you could be with us today. And it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. I'd love to stay in contact with you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Hey, man, we appreciate you. And we appreciate you, our listeners, for joining us for another edition of Conversations Live. And if you came in late and missed part of the broadcast, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast here about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's Conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. You can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb. Or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.